Today on the Rising Coaches Podcast.
One of the great things about, again, all of us global sports and events, we're generational. I mean, we've grown up with coaches, right? And we've grown up with the assistant coaches that are now head coaches. And those head coaches are passing this downstream to the young, you know, rising coaches around the country.
All right, welcome to the Rising Coaches Podcast, presented by Global Sports and Events. Very excited to be here today on a Tuesday afternoon. Welcome everybody listening online, on social media, on Twitter, Periscope, YouTube, wherever you guys are tuning in, or on the podcast. Special edition here. Excited to be joined by Sean McShane and Suze Jarish from Global Sports and Events. And we're going to get into talking about foreign tours and MTEs. And have a great conversation. I know that's something that I have a little experience in as a former ops guy. I've had to try to juggle some of these things, and it was certainly out of my area of expertise. So we brought in a couple experts today to shed some light on it. And excited to get into that. Before we do, make sure you head to risingcoaches.com. If you're not already a member, I encourage you to check the membership out. We'd love to have you. We're growing every day. We've got over 1,500 members now, all levels, from high school, college, all the way up to pro coaches and GMs. And also, we've got a big event coming up October 11th through the 14th, the Science of Basketball. This will be our first virtual event where we really zero in on a specific topic. Usually we talk about career paths and leadership and how to break into the profession. For this week, we're really going to be zeroing in on how to teach the game. What are some of the most cutting edge minds in the game doing? What are they focusing on? Where's their research? And really just try to sharpen our tools and zero in on our craft heading into the season. So excited for that. Again, you can find all that information at risingcoaches.com. All right. Excited to get into today's conversation. Again, Sean McShane and Suze Jarish from Global Sports and Events. The website is globalsne.com for more information. Welcome, guys. How are you?
Really good, Adam. Yeah, thanks for having us. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah, appreciate it, Adam. Good to see you.
Thanks for being here. First of all, Suze, I love the hoodie. You got the white WNBA hoodie, which I love.
I think it's actually a hot commodity. Not a lot of people can find it, so I like to sport it, you know, whenever I can. But pretty excited about the playoffs starting here. Of course, the Seattle Storm. Coming back again, just four-time champion. So pretty proud of them.
Yeah, I was going to ask you who your team is, but that's probably a stupid question since you guys are Seattle people. And
absolutely,
Storm, you don't have to go much farther than the Storm.
Legendary in the city for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, everyone was rocking the orange hoodies, but I haven't seen too many of those white ones. I love it. I gotta try to find a large. If anyone knows where to find a large white WNBA hoodie, hook me up. Well, again, welcome, guys. Excited for this conversation. Let's start off before we even jump into it, just learning a little bit more about you guys. And Suze, let's start with you. Tell us where you're from. You guys are both former Hoopers, which I love, and have been in the industry, not just as a vendor, but also as players and professionals in and out of basketball. So Suze, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, sure. Well, thank you again, Adam. It's great to be on with you and your whole membership group. Really excited to be part of what you guys are doing. Yeah, you know, everybody at Global Sports and Events, it's all very much in our DNA. You know, basketball and sports, we have that common foundation. And it really fills into, you know, what we do as a company. But my personal background, grew up in Canada and just had a love of basketball from the very beginning, and had a great opportunity to come back down to the States and play at the Pac-12 level. I personally still like to call it the Pac-10, a little nostalgic, of course, but at Washington State, and really excited to see that program making some big advances now under Cam Yethridge. Played a couple years overseas, and then worked for about 5 years in the front office of the Seattle Sonics and Storm. Again, holding it down for our Sonics, always hoping that they're going to be back. And then started a company and worked as an agent for about 10 years, And then after that, worked into this industry with Basketball Travelers. And I think people are familiar with that that name. And so we, you know, as a little background, we all came out of that. But yeah, that's part of my basketball background, my sports background, and certainly up in the Pacific Northwest have enjoyed just being part of everything going on in the Pac-12 and across the country. So that's a little snapshot of my basketball background. And Sean, I'm gonna pass the baton on over to you.
Well, this is great, Adam, because I learned something new about Suze every day. So this is good. I'm taking notes on it right now. But Adam, yeah, listen, it's great to be part of the Rising Coaches podcast, and all of us at Global Sports and Events are certainly excited to be doing this with you today. And certainly what's out in front of us is we really have all been navigating just an exceptional and tricky past 18 months with the pandemic. And clearly we're not out of the woods yet, but I think we all see the light there at the end of the tunnel. Adam, listen, my background, I'm super fortunate. You know, graduated high school at Ballard, played Division II basketball, graduated from St. Martin's College, which is in Lacey, Washington. And then really my journey of basketball took off where I spent 10 years down in Australia. And I really covered a lot of ground down there as a player, then as a coach, and also a general manager in the Division II, and also in the brief stint in the NBL level down there. So I was really firsthand with Australia when they were just starting to really crank things up. And of course, they're a power on the world stage right now, both in men's and women's. I also then came back and coached at my alma mater for a stint as an assistant coach. And then I got a job as a director of sales and an assistant coach with the then Tri-City Chinook of the old famed Continental Basketball Association. So that was a journey in itself with some of the great people coming out of there. And at the time, you know, the Phil Jacksons, George Carls, Flip Saunders. I mean, I was really inspired to continue my coaching career. And I did end up at Texas Christian University, where I spent a few years on the women's side, which was an exceptional experience. And then really, I did get out of coaching. So I was a rising coach once upon a time, but now I'm part of the retired coaching category as well. And like Suze, I spent 25 years honing my skills at Basketball Travelers, running MTEs, working on scheduling, and really even more importantly, doing the foreign tours. And, you know, because of the pandemic last year, you know, Basketball Travelers was not able to bring the employees back. And so a bunch of us got together, a bunch of seasoned veterans. And, you know, in any storm, you find a silver lining. And for us, it was coming together and forming Global Sports and Events. And like I said, we're excited about the events we have coming up this November and equally as excited about what we're going to be doing next summer and into the future. So there you go. There's a snapshot, Adam.
No, I love it. And I appreciate you guys indulging us a little bit and letting us get to know you guys a little bit more. I love that both you guys, and I know it's not just you two, but others in the company, have that experience being overseas, whether it was your playing career or coaching career. What was it about that experience? Like, can you tell us about your experience overseas and what about that has made you want to share that through Global Sports and Events with other young athletes and college programs? Can you share a little insight there? What's it like? I've always kind of wanted to coach overseas and never got a chance to do it. So tell me more about that.
Yeah, well, I'll start us off on this one. I mean, I appreciate that question because it's something I'm just extremely passionate about, having the opportunity to play overseas. Now, listen, this was in the late 90s. It was a little different picture than it is now. But I tell you, I enjoyed the whole experience. You know, I think going into a different culture and experiencing a different culture, the way that people live and operate, the pace of life is just different. And I think it just really expands your mind and your heart for people across the globe. And so for me, of course, basketball was that avenue. And, you know, that was really a driving force for me in eventually starting a company as an agent, because my experience, my personal experience overseas was so rich and fruitful that I wanted other players to be able to experience that. So now obviously it rolls into, we can do that with entire teams and administrations, which is phenomenal. But that was my personal experience, just really enjoying the exposure to a different culture and different people. And to this day, I have you know, lifelong friends in Europe, and of course now all across the globe, just with the different teams that we're working with and the different places that we travel. So that was a big part for me, is just wanting other people to experience, you know, what you can learn and how you can grow being exposed to other people in different cultures.
Yeah, that's great. Well, tell me a little bit about what you guys do with your foreign tours. I know you guys do events in the States as well, which we'll get into. But tell me about some of the trips you guys offer, some of the packages that you guys offer, and what type of teams can do it.
Go for it, Sean. Let him
know.
Hey,
listen, Adam, great question. And just to piggyback on what Sue said, you know, outside of having my own two sons, the most important decision I ever made in my life was to travel. It's been the most impactful on my journey. And because of that, when we, for now 20, 25 plus years, put together traveling tours for NCAA teams, for the student athletes, you know, it can be just a moving experience that oftentimes, in some cases, might be the only opportunity that some of these student athletes are going to have a chance to experience a new culture. And, you know, I always say that the world is becoming smaller and smaller. And you know, the more exposure we can get as a society, let alone as basketball coaches and players, you know, we just become that much better and smarter and able to wrap our heads around a lot of the moving parts that are out in front of us. But tour wise for us, listen, pick a country, pick a continent, and Suze and I and our fellow colleagues at Global Sports and Events, we've touched it and we've been there. There's been some amazing experiences and journeys. We love to get in there and stack hands with the coaches and administrators at universities, because it's certainly not a one size fits all. And so we all know now, you know, basketball, you know, this used to be my line 30 years ago, and now everybody talks about it. It's a global sport, man. I mean, in every country in the world, basketball is played along soccer. And so, you know, now, as we know that the recruiting streams are coming out of, you know, all four corners of the world, it's just paramount when teams want exposure for their universities to go recruiting. Also, universities now are opening up satellite campuses in different parts of the world. So there's a lot of different, you know, angles that we approach it when we put together a tour. And one of the most exciting things is that now some of these universities are actually offering summer credits for their student athletes when they do a tour. So there's a lot of moving parts when we put these together. But, you know, it's really about our relationships and our reputation. That's what gets us in front of these coaches. And we love to sit down and ask questions. And then we really do customize a trip or a tour that's going to benefit them to the max. And that's one of the things that we have so much fun with the Global Sports and Events.
Yeah. And I think it used to be, I could be wrong on this, but I think it used to be that you could take a foreign tour once every 4 years. I believe they changed that to every 2 years, or if they haven't changed that, they're working on that. But I did read somewhere here that over 400 teams are eligible for a foreign tour starting in 2022. So like, what type of team is this? I'm assuming it's not just Division I. You guys work with all programs, right? Division I, Division II, whoever. Division III, I'm sure, has, you know, budget money allocated towards this type of stuff. You guys work with everybody, Suze, or is there a certain type of program you guys zero in on?
Yeah, we certainly do. We don't discriminate. You know, for us, it's you know, as I've mentioned, it's a passion. And for as many people as can experience it in the sports setting, I mean, we want to be able to help. You know, certainly the focus of our business has been primarily on the Division I side. Again, a lot of it does have to do with budgets, but, you know, we do have a lot of flexibility. We are able to customize, and we've got some really, really great new options that we have just started this year as Global Sports and Events exclusives, both in Jamaica and also in Vancouver, BC, where we've got some great partnerships in place. And we really wanted to be able to address teams that don't have, you know, let's just call them a Power Five budget. So we know what we understand what we mean when we say that. Certainly there's mid-majors that have really strong budgets, but we wanted to be able to have those offerings for teams that don't quite have, you know, that level budget when you're talking about 10 and 12 day trips to Spain and Italy and China. So we've been able to expand there. And that's been something that I said that we've been really, really focused on. We want to be able to offer things to a wide range, but primarily we have been in the Division I space.
And those trips to Jamaica and Canada, I'm sure are great too, with COVID, you know, still being an issue. Maybe teams aren't as comfortable going, you know, across the globe. You know, those are countries a little bit closer, especially Canada, very similar protocols, I would imagine, to the U.S. So I'm sure those trips help ease some of that. Like I'm a former ops guy. I was the ops guy at Mississippi State and Northern Colorado. And at both programs, the head coach came to me and was like, okay, Adam, we want to take a foreign tour, start figuring it out. And I didn't know, you know, I didn't know where to start. I had never been on a foreign tour. You know, I'm a basketball coach. What do I know about this stuff? Sean, tell me, like, what can people in that situation do? Where should they research? Like, how can they get information about this? And where do you even start?
Hey, Adam, hey, listen, since you and I were ops guys, we now have great things like the internet. So it's a lot easier to get these things rolling. Okay. So, hey, listen, great question. And one of the fun things is, listen, one of the great things about, again, all of us at Global Sports and Events, we're generational. I mean, we've grown up with coaches, right? And we've grown up with the assistant coaches that are now head coaches. And those head coaches are passing this downstream to the young, you know, rising coaches around the country. And so when Susan and I and our colleagues go sit down with a university, the very first thing we say to the ops people, and generally in this industry, the ops people are going to be young newcomers into the business, trying to climb the ladder into coaching and so forth. And we get that. Not always. There's some real veteran ops people out there that really enjoy that position, and they're real pros at it. But what Suze and I and our team at GSE do is that we say we want to take the anxiety out of it, right? So coach has gone down the hallway and said, hey, listen, we're due for a foreign tour. You know, I want to get something organized, start making some calls and do this and do that. We get in there and we always tell the ops people, listen, we're going to be here from start to finish for you on this. Okay. And we know how head coaches think. We know how fans and donors think. And so we're going to get in there and try to take that pressure off of your shoulders so that when we organize this and we get to a place like Italy or Spain or someplace in Europe or Canada or Jamaica or Australia, that we are there waiting for them 2 days ahead. They land, we've got hotel room keys ready, we've got buses are all primed and in position, we got the games organized, we know where their first meals are, because we say we really want the ops people to be able to enjoy this experience too. And let's be honest, man, if you can corral and bring in the ops person, it's like, you know, going a cold call to any business. To get to the CEO, you got to go through the executive assistant at the front desk. And once you befriend that person, then you're usually going to get that meeting. So we really, really, hold hands during the entire process with people that are normally in charge of running operations for these universities, which are businesses in themselves. So when Mississippi State, Adam, goes to play, you know, Auburn, it's a business trip. And so, but when one of these universities, whether it's a D2, D3, or a Power 5, goes on a foreign trip, it's also a business trip, because there's donors and boosters and supporters that are going to be there. There's a lot at stake, but we really cover off on that and provide lots of air cover for the person that's in charge of operations. And that's what just really makes this thing click on all levels.
I love it. And I love the idea of the ops guy. Of course, the ops guy never gets to enjoy the trip, but
That's right.
Suze, what are some like creative ways that you've seen over the years of teams funding these trips and finding, you know, maybe they don't have it in their budget and they've got to fundraise money. Have you seen anything on that side or any, you know, I know that's not exactly your guys' department, but I'm sure you've seen creative ways to raise money for these type of trips.
Yeah, you bet. I mean, listen, there's always going to be that subsection of teams that just have it in their budget every 4 years. And then, you know, one of the things, Adam, I'm glad you really brought that up, because one of the things we like to do is really try to bridge the gap between a development department and the athletic department, or development department and the team. Oftentimes, for some of the folks in development on campus, they're like, oh, man, we got to raise money this year for a foreign tour. And we want to say, no, this is a great opportunity. And we've done this with a couple of the teams in the past, where there would be a group of donors that would then join the tour. And, you know, you think about getting FaceTime or, you know, just really focused time with donors when they come on a tour with you. So if you bring a handful of donors with you, that development staff gets 8, 9, sometimes 10 dinners, you know, face to face with some of their most trusted and committed supporters. And, you know, it's not just, you know, items that you can give people or experiences, but I mean, this is a true engagement with the team day to day. And so, you know, to answer your question, we like to be able to work with development departments and help them with that as they bring donors along. Certainly there's a variety of other ways that people raise money, but oftentimes it really is the coach and their relationships with their donors and their supporters. But again, for us, a big part of what we do is try to bridge that gap. And we even go down to the schools and we'll meet with supporters and donors at an event, talk about the summer tour, explain it to them, and invite them to come along. So there's different ways that we can do that, but that's something that's really, really important to us and does kind of shift the mindset sometimes of the folks in development.
That's great stuff. Great insight for sure. And I've got some numbers here, some of the exclusives that you guys alluded to earlier. The Jamaica trip, which is exclusive to Global Sports and Events, it looks like just under $2,400 per person, all inclusive. And the trip to Vancouver / Whistler, $1,995 per person, all inclusive. Those are pretty good deals. I would take a vacation and play some ball in those countries for that price. Again, for more info on those specific events or anything else, the website is globalsne.com. Or if you go to globalsne.com/rising-coaches-form, which is a little wordy, but we put it on our Twitter page and we'll have the links on the website as well. You can fill out information, request that somebody from Global Sports and Events will get in touch with you. There's areas there where you can earmark what trips specifically you're interested in. And if you book through us, or, you know, if you reach out to Global Sports and Events and mention Rising Coaches, a portion of those proceeds will go back to coaches development through Rising Coaches and events that we put on to help the profession and the industry and coaches like yourself. Sean, talk a little bit. In addition to the foreign tours, you guys also do MTEs as well, which I know is another. Obviously, the foreign tour is something that's every once in a while. The MTEs is an every year thing. You gotta figure out, and it's becoming a more crowded space and more confusing and more options. Tell me a little bit about what you guys offer there on the MTE space.
Yeah, thanks, Adam. And listen, the MTE, it's we're back to scheduling now, aren't we? It's like you're playing matchmaker, which we've all, as coaches, running coaches, we've taken our turns doing that. But listen, yeah, we're really pumped this year that, you know, for the, this is going to be the 19th year that we've held an event in the Bahamas, which is super exciting. It's on the island of Bimini, Bahamas. It's an elite Power Five women's event. We're not going to have a men's division this year, just simply because the scheduling was too tricky and all the things we talked about with budgets and consciousness and COVID and so forth. So we're going to have three phenomenal teams down in Bimini this year, North Carolina, Washington, and VCU. It's going to be the second time that Carolina's come down, which should say something there. And then Sue's done a great job, especially putting together an event for us over in St. Pete down in Florida, where we're going to have Florida State, West Virginia, Purdue, and Brigham Young are going to be coming in. And that's, those are generally over Thanksgiving week, maybe a little bit before. Sometimes they're going to run parallel events. But, you know, listen, it is teams love, you know, to have something to look forward to, especially in the month of November, Thanksgiving week, which is a break week for everybody. And so anything that has to do with palm trees and sand and, of course, good competition, you're going to get people's people's attention on that. So that's really kind of an entree for us as we head into the busy summer season, because then, you know, we get a chance to show off and showcase Global Sports and Events, keep building those bridges and relationships, talk about what we can also do with these universities in the summer months and carry forward on that. And certainly one of the things with us at Global Sports that, you know, we're really talking about being innovative and looking at, you know, other events that we can bring in. So we're definitely exploring new creative areas that we can jump into. And we look forward to working on both the men's and women's sides and offering a really positive experience in the months of November. And that's a big piece of what goes on, the preseason scheduling. It's an important spoke in the wheel for these coaches, and we'd love to get out there and talk about those events as well.
You guys, don't be surprised if you see me at the St. Pete Showcase hosted at Eckerd College. I'm a University of Tampa grad, so we used to Eckerd is our rival, and it's an unbelievable campus. Literally, you go outside. Yeah, exactly. Go Spartans. You go outside Eckerd's gym though, and the ocean is literally right there. Yeah. It's gorgeous. And I know you see the Razor scooters all the time, and the birds and stuff is a common thing in cities now, but Eckerd College, one of the first to have like bicycles that you could just ride through the campus and you just leave it there on the ground and someone else picks it up and rides it around. So it's definitely a unique place, a beautiful campus, and an awesome place for a holiday tournament, no doubt.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you. Yeah.
Now, are your MTEs, I know you mentioned some unbelievable programs playing in some of your marquee events. There's also like a whole different market for like low majors that need to compete in MTEs and want to play like opponents. Do you guys have anything there yet, or is that still in development and just focusing on the Power Fives at this time?
You know, I like to say that, you know, we try to get a good mix of teams, excuse me, in our events. Sometimes it plays out that way, but I wouldn't say that we just categorize them as this is going to be a Power Five event. You know, as we all know, and Sean's alluded to, is, you know, this is it's almost like a Rubik's Cube slash puzzle slash Jenga, right? For scheduling coaches, it's just a lot. The, you know, on the women's side, just kind of adopting the new net system. I guess we're a year into that now. There's just different variables that coaches have to consider, and we understand that. So a lot of times I ask, what are you guys looking for? What do you need? Let's see if we can put that together. So we don't necessarily just say, no, this is going to be a Power Five event. I do like to work particularly on the women's side with a good mix of teams. But, you know, the last two scheduling cycles, it's been a little more challenging. But I think we're going to have some opportunity for that this year. Sean, would you agree with that? I know on the men's side that it's a little bit different.
Yeah, it is a little bit different. We always hate saying that. But Adam, I want to peel back to, you know, yourself and I are both Division II guys. And I talk to Division II coaches all the time. And, you know, we always talk about what we might be able to do for them, how we could help them, assist them. There's assistant coaches in Division I that are taking head coaching jobs at a D2 or D3 school, or you know, or it could be vice versa. It could be a D2 guy that's going to take a jump and head back up to D1. But you know, we're always out there listening and seeing where we can get in and block and tackle, and so we don't discriminate on any level with basketball. But oftentimes at the D2 level, that, you know, these guys are sort of they get it figured out. You know, they sort of don't need the broker, if you will, pulling together all the pieces. So, you know, when you mention, you know, the University of Tampa's and the Eckerd, so forth, I mean, yeah, they already have their own in-season in-season tournaments going on. But we always say, hey, we would love to help or work with you, or have you considered doing an overseas trip? And so I do think that these experiences are going to become broader for us. And so, yes, it's wonderful to work with all the big names in college basketball and the Blue Buds. And certainly all of us at Global Sports and Events have had an opportunity to do that. But we love seeing what we can do for the others, you know, along the way. And so it's, as Sue said, Rubik's Cube is a good way to put it. But, you know, it's always a mad dash, you know, to get to November, to get that scheduling done. And then, you know, we're already, you know, looking at, you know, 2022 and 23, because everybody's scheduling 2-3 years out. So you got to be on your game and you got to be out there.
Yeah, no question. And it is, scheduling is one of those things that it can be a pain in the butt, but it's so important to your program.
Yeah.
And so you guys are a tremendous resource for anybody out there that has the privilege of being in charge of their program schedule, definitely reach out to Global Sports and Events and use them, because they're here to help. And they said, they can help in different ways. Again, the website is globalsne.com, or follow them on social media at globalsnd, and mention Rising Coaches and they'll take care of you. And a portion of those proceeds will go back to coaches development through various programs and events that we run. Or you can go to globalsne.com/rising-coaches-form. And it'll be a little input form. You put your information, what your program is interested in, and somebody from their crew will be in touch. Guys, I've enjoyed this conversation. Is there anything we missed? Is there anything that we need to cover? We talked a little bit about foreign tours, a little bit about MTEs. What else did I forget?
Well, Adam, I thought you were going to mention to you know your membership group that you're organizing a foreign tour for them as we speak.
That's right.
We're going to mention that.
Let's do it. Let's take it. Let's take it worldwide.
Let's get those 1,500 members over to Rome for a week. Okay, I think they would
all
enjoy
right.
That.
We'll start working on it as soon as we go offline here. I love it.
All right. Yeah. Good stuff, guys, Adam. Hey, thanks for having us. This is really important. It's healthy and. I just want to keep encouraging all those rising coaches out there. I mean, basketball is it's been such a great platform for all of us at Global Sports and Events, and it's just created so many opportunities along the way. So thanks for letting us talk with you today.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for being on. And again, I can't stress it enough. It's one of those things that gets thrown on your plate, as an assistant coach or ops guy or ops girl. And, you're kind of sitting there scratching your head. You don't know what to do with it. And, you guys, we appreciate Global Sports and Event being such a great resource and platform out there to help. So thank you guys for being with us and have a great day.
Thanks. Thanks, Adam.
Well, everyone. All right. Thank you.